Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
Hope you're okay. I'm sorry, I'm away from home again. Things have been very strange lately. Again, feels like everything's changing. Again, you know, I can watch it over. Again, it's bad, but I'm sorry where you are. I'll try and come visit when I try. Again, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow, I slept in again.
Chris, I'm back at the beginning.
Of the tower?
No, the homesteads.
Oh, so you're there.
Yes, I was here yesterday.
What? No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. I called you. You were just getting out of bed.
We spoke yesterday, but you just said you'd made good progress up the next part of the tower. I remember, because after, yeah.
You don't remember speaking to me about homesteads yesterday?
I specifically remember not speaking to you about it. I didn't want to spoil the surprise for you.
Chris, I think I gone back in time.
Okay, what?
Chris, I arrived here yesterday. I called you at 11 a.m. You'd slept in. We talked about homesteads, then I walked through the town, stayed in a house, then called you before I went through one of the doors. Then I ended up right back where I started.
Kiri.
You didn't speak to me yesterday, or you don't remember speaking to me yesterday. I walked from night straight into morning. The sun went from being on the other side of the tower to this side, the east side. Chris, I think I've come back in time.
Okay, Kiri.
Chris, look at the book. After Homestead, it says there are two doors.
Hang on.
An inscription between them that reads, "Someday you should enter with courage." I know this because I was there yesterday and I couldn't read the writing, and you told me because you read it from the book.
That's impossible.
It's the only way to explain what's going on.
You've gone back in time, but... how?
I don't know.
And... why?
I don't know.
And how?
I don't know, Chris. I said yesterday, when we last had this conversation, that ever since I lit the beacon, the tower's felt alive. And that it's felt like it was urging me on. I mean, maybe this is part of that.
By sending you back?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's trying to show me something.
I don't know how we're supposed to solve this.
Neither do I. But all I can do right now is keep going.
You're going back in?
What else can I do?
Be careful, Kiri.
I will. Chris?
Yeah?
I called you last night, or... I guess I call you tonight and you're not in because you went out after work.
I'll be here tonight.
I mean...
I'll come straight home.
Okay. Thank you. I need to talk to someone about this so my head doesn't explode.
Well, I am more than happy to help your head not explode.
You're very good at it.
You're very kind. Good luck, Kiri.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Wait. This is different from before. You weren't there yesterday. You were... in the same place, though. What is this? Is this the house? The door looks the same, but... so you don't want me going in there today? Hello? Oh, it's worth a try. For a library, you're in pretty good shape, if you don't mind me saying so. I hope you don't mind me hiding out here for a bit. I mean, you're a library. You usually don't. Almost feels like I'm going through someone's things. Why isn't there any dust? I wish I understood this language, this writing. I hope someone somewhere still does. Remembering is important. Another fireplace, another phone. Somebody clearly thought of everything. What did you read about up here? Did you write? Libraries are a collective consciousness. When our brains grew too full, we learned to write things down, share things, record things, so they lasted long after we'd gone. Someone from the past speaking directly into my head. Two people, separated by time and language. Hey, what's a paperback doing here? This is... I remember this one. It used to be my favourite. This exact cover... Looks like someone loved their copy as much as I loved mine. Took it into school once and I wrote my name in the back. This is impossible. Ike!
Gary!
Ike, something weird is going on.
With the phones?
No, the phones are fine.
Glad to hear it.
I don't know how to explain this. Something's happening and I don't know how it works or why it's happening, but... Okay, Ike, did we speak yesterday?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Why?
Ike... I walked through the homestead yesterday, or what I would say was yesterday, I don't know. I walked through a door and ended up back where I started. Back in time.
Okay.
Ike, I found a book in the library.
That's not so unusual.
But it's my book. It's got my name scribbled into the back page. I remember writing it in there, but I found it here, next to the fireplace. How did this get here? It's impossible.
Maybe you left it there.
What?
I don't know.
When could I have possibly left this here?
I don't know. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Strange things seem to be a given today.
I should be asking if you're okay.
Yeah, I am. It's just... I don't know what's going on. Like, I have no idea how to explain it. I went back in time. I've lived an extra day that nobody remembers but me. I can't process that.
We're not really designed to.
I guess so.
We only ever travel in one direction. Taking a step back is something we're not supposed to do. Usually we just look.
You sound very comfortable with the idea.
Yeah. I guess so.
Sorry for freaking out there.
By the sounds of it, a little freaking out seems justified.
You still not seen anybody?
Well, no. There's a manual that wasn't here before. Somebody left it, I think. I should probably read it. Anyway, I'm glad to hear you're doing okay. Every time I call you, it takes a little bit longer for you to pick up the phone.
Still a long way to go, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. I've got to test the rest of these phones. Now that the tower's lit up, people might start climbing it again.
Yeah.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah. I've got a book to read now.
Okay. Good night, Kiri.
Good night, Ike.
Thank you.
is unavailable.
Where are you, Chris?
Please leave a message. Doors again.
The two doors?
Adjacent and unmarked. One open, one not.
Two doors.
Someday you should enter with courage.
Got it.
Has the message got something to do with what's happening?
I don't know. Maybe?
I called you last night.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No. No, it isn't.
Chris, it's okay, as long as you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I just lost track of time.
I know the feeling. Nobody knows I'm here.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that. I suppose you already knew that.
Nobody works on the tower anymore.
I mean, people study it. But it's been around a long time. There's not that much more to it.
Well, that's not true.
I mean, not anymore.
Do you think that... never mind.
What?
I don't know. My brain's swimming right now.
Yeah. That's a heavy day.
And I might have to repeat it again.
You don't know that.
Yeah, right. Lived a whole day that no one remembers.
Yeah.
What do I do with that?
I don't know.
What if I get sent back again?
You keep going, I guess. What if you said something to me, if you go around again, that proves that you've been through this before?
Like what?
Okay. So I have the tarot card deck you gave me ages ago.
You still have that?
Well, yeah. Anyway, how about I take three cards off the top and tell you what they are? Then, if you loop around again, you can tell past me what the cards are, proving that I told you in the future.
It's worth a go.
Okay, so we have the moon.
Okay.
The star.
Yep.
And the tower.
Of course.
You got all those?
Yep, moon, star, tower.
Perfect. I mean, moon's technically inverted, but that's probably not.
Like, Chris, anyways, hopefully I won't need it.
Don't suppose you want a tarot reading?
Maybe once I'm moving in one direction again, I'm not sure the tarot deck was designed with time travel in mind.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to go through the door.
Call me the next phone you get to, just so I know you're safe.
I will. See you on the other side.
I hope so. I hope I remember today.
Me too. Good night, Chris.
Good night.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.